The singer glanced at the clock, quickly smoothed over his suit, and paced briskly up to the podium. Hours of fervent prayer and diligent practice had gone into preparing for this crucial moment. The music minister realized that his opening solo would set the direction for the entire series of revival meetings, which he and his associate would be conducting throughout the United Kingdom over the next few years. The two men and their team had deliberated thoughtfully in prayer over which hymn to use for the opening of the first of their 1872 meetings. They were especially seeking guidance for the British conventions, because the majority of the congregations in English churches did not accept gospel hymns as appropriate or proper. Though they had the support of area churches, the evangelists were organizing the meetings themselves. Thus, they felt the freedom to schedule hymn singing into the program. They recognized that gospel songs are often important, lasting reminders, which reinforce and complement the essential preaching from the Word. With this motivation, they carefully selected their opening hymn. The song leader, now standing before the crowds, humbly requested that the audience bow with him in prayer before he sang. The American gentleman led the British congregation in a powerful prayer for God's blessing to be upon the service. The prayer effectually united the spirits of those in the meeting, and the entire congregation lifted their heads from the prayer with great expectation of hearing the Lord speak.